Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, what do you say we start with some different music this afternoon, Sue? I'm in the mood for something different, like maybe this one here.
The name is Mom Donnie. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. The name is Mom Donnie.
Fred tells me this is some sort of TikTok thing.
Learn how to say it. M-A-M-D-A-N-I.
I would say this, like, when he first won that primary, I think I was saying it Mandami instead of Mam. I don't know. I was reversing the M in the N, but this is a trend.
The name is Mom Donnie.
I don't know, honestly, like, on a day like this, whether to laugh or to cry, because it was, I don't know if you noticed this, it was not the best night for Republicans last night.
No. What a difference a year makes.
Well, look, there's so much to say about all this, and I'm going to get right to it. I got Brian Kilmeade coming up, Michelle Tafoya. Let me just share a few thoughts on what happened last night. First and foremost, I was not surprised at all. I think that most people today would admit they're on the same page where you're not surprised about the results, but what we are surprised about and maybe a little concerned about is the margins. And I'm even talking about some of the margins that were present in other states outside of New Jersey and Virginia and New York. I mean, Mamdani was going to win no matter what. And if you look at where some of the maps have had where people pull, you know, they're digging into this right now and looking at some of the voters and where they voted and how many voted and, you know, sexes, gender, all that stuff. Even if Curtis Sliwa, who is the perennial candidate in New York City, the Republican, even if he would have gotten out of the race, Mamdani was going to win. Okay, Cuomo was toast. He wasn't going to win. So he's, you know, he's now the mayor of New York City. What I would say and my advice this afternoon is do not overestimate the gift that Mamdani is to the GOP. And I'll put it this way. Look, I always joked, and I kind of still do, about Cori Bush being the gift that keeps on giving. And she thoroughly embarrassed St. Louis. She didn't do her job for the state of Missouri or for her district. But, you know, jokingly, I've even said recently, hey, I'll put up yard signs for her because she's good for the Republicans. This Mamdani guy is good for the Republicans. However, I don't think you should overestimate. Look, he's got charisma. He's a good-looking guy, isn't he, Sue? He's kind of a good-looking guy, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
He's not my type. I'll just tell you that.
Mine
but my point is there's slickness there.
That's what I think it is. It's well-spokenness. It's slickness.
Right. And but here's the other part of this is that, you know, Fred, you said what a difference a year makes. How many people do we know in our real lives, and I think we know a lot, that never, ever vote in any other elections outside of the presidential election?
A lot of people.
You look what happened yesterday. Look, I'm in Rockwood. Prop S, which was a tax increase, went down. It was pretty narrow. I voted after I got off the air last night. I voted for it because of personal interest with my daughter. I don't know what plan B might be. But look, people are motivated for whatever reason to go out in primaries and in races like this that are not presidential. And you look at, you know, there's 9 million people in New York City and a million people voted for Mamdani. And I think it was basically a 2 million total. So that's really, I don't know what the turnout, obviously a lot of the people are children, people who aren't eligible to vote. Although in New York City, I think that everybody's eligible to vote. But listen to what the story really was of last night. And it's women. And it's young women in particular. So, and this applies to New York City, to Virginia, and to the race in New Jersey, the governor's race, which was supposed to be close. And it wasn't. I mean, none of these things were close. So, young women, 81% for Mamdani in New York City, 80% for Sherrill in New Jersey, 78% for Spanberger in Virginia. And then when it comes to the, let's see here, young men, the gender gap is pronounced, but not as much. 64% for Mamdani, 56 for Spanberger, 54 for Sherrill. These are according to exit polls. So there's a lot of ways to dissect what happened last night. And I would say this, just from someone who's been around politics for a long time. Nobody really knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knew yesterday exactly what the margins were going to be. I'm always somebody who has defended polling to a certain extent. But I think you got to look at the polling and what happened in New Jersey and Virginia in particular. But here's what the vice president, I'm going to give you a couple of perspectives here this afternoon on the interpretation from last night and whether to overestimate it. I remember, Fred, let's go back 4 years, because I think we were on the air the day after that election when Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears won in Virginia.
Right.
And that was supposed to be the red wave, right? Well, it was a red trickle, but that was a significant win. But keep in mind, these are deep blue states. I've heard some people today say that these are purple states. They're not. Missouri used to be a purple state. We had Jay Nixon as governor, and Claire McCaskill was a Democrat. We used to have some statewide office holders. We had Chris Koster, who was a Republican who switched to become a Democrat for political convenience, which happens all the time. So, you know, it'd be one thing if you have a close race in Missouri and a Democrat wins here, because that's unusual, because we're, you know, I think most Democrats would say we're a deep red state, not only when it comes to the national politics, U.S. Senate and presidential, but pretty much overall, all our state office holders are Republicans. But that's not the case in Virginia and certainly in New Jersey. Trump's not winning states like that. Now, again, people will say, well, look at the margins. Yeah, you know, the Democrats won, but they won by so much. So J.D. Vance says this. I think it's idiotic. This was on X this morning. I think it's idiotic to overreact to a couple elections in blue states, but a few thoughts. And I think it is. It's tempting on the part of a lot of political pundits and even someone like me to overreact on days like this. And we got, you know, walloped. Republicans got walloped. They really did. It was a bloodbath if you really dig into the numbers. But the first point that J.D. Vance made was Scott Pressler, Turning Point USA, and a bunch of others have been working very hard to register voters. He says, I said it in 22. I've said it repeatedly since. Our coalition is lower propensity, and that means we have to do better at turning out the voters than we have in the past. Scott Pressler is maybe almost single-handedly responsible for Donald Trump being in the White House because he registered so many people in Pennsylvania. He was like one of the heroes in Pennsylvania, even though most people don't even know his name. And he's kind of a weird-looking dude. He's got long hair. He looks like a rock and roller, you know, instead of someone who's signing people up to vote. Number two, J.D. Vance says, we need to focus on the home front. The president has done a lot that has already paid off in lower interest rates and lower inflation, but we inherited a disaster from Joe Biden, and Rome wasn't built in a day. We're going to keep an eye on working to make a decent life affordable in this country, and that's a metric by which we'll ultimately be judged in 26 and beyond. And he's right about that, because a lot of this is about the economy and economic uncertainty and affordability. I've been preaching that here a lot the last week. That is resonating with young people in particular. I have two kids in their 20s, and they're both, one with a child, my grandchild in Houston. You know, it is a struggle to keep up with the cost of living. I'd say it's a struggle for people who have money when you start looking at the cost of things. But this is really when, you know, we break it down to it's the economy, stupid. You can win on all these culture issues, and we are winning on all the culture issues. It might not matter. Now, these things get very local in the sense that, and I've always made the case, Fred, you know this, the quality of the candidate matters. As much as I love Winsome Sears, and I really believe in what she stands for, and her story is great, she's not the most, you know, dynamic person in front of a camera. And Spanberger was a moderate, even though she kind of had to play to the left. She's mostly seen as a moderate, and that's a blue state. And, you know, I asked Josh Krasauer this story yesterday. Glenn Youngkin was nowhere to be seen in that, which is weird because he won in such a, I think, impressive fashion, but then people grew a little, I don't know if it was worn out by some of the things or it was the government workers. You got to remember, Virginia's very close to D.C. Point number three from J.D. Vance. The infighting is stupid, he says. I care about my fellow citizens, particularly young Americans, being able to afford a decent life. I care about immigration and our sovereignty, and I care about establishing peace overseas so our resources can be focused at home. If you care about those things, let's work together. And, you know, I appreciate the message on the part of the vice president. I do think that you shouldn't be in a situation where we overreact, but you have to have a bit of an autopsy when it comes to some of these things and, you know, look forward what it might mean. Now, Matt Walsh tweeted something earlier this afternoon that I retweeted because I think this is part of what all this is about. And, you know, let's see if I have this soundbite here because I had Ethan pull it, but it wasn't the best soundbite on the planet anyway. Greg Price, who's got a pretty significant conservative following on the X, formerly Twitter, was putting up a video of a woman named Jennifer Welch to Hassan, this Mehdi Hassan guy at Zoran Mamdani's victory party. And what she said was, and I can play this. I can't see if I can find the audio. I can play it, but it really doesn't sound very good anyway, so I'll just kind of talk you through it. She said, Americans have no culture except for multiculturalism. Crusty white people need to learn how to embrace it. I've talked about this issue before. I kind of feel like, you know, those of us who love this country deeply are looking forward to celebrating its 250th anniversary and birthday next year with a lot of pomp and circumstance. We deeply care about the freedoms that we have. We have a lot of respect for the greatest generation. These are the people listening right now, the 97.1 FM talk listeners. Younger women in particular, they do not look at the country that way. And what Matt Walsh said, and I think there's a lot of truth to this, and I'm frightened by a lot of things in this country. I don't want to be apocalyptic or anything like this. But when you look at socialists, Democrat, whatever you want to call it, you look at socialists and communists winning elections in big cities, that's going to be hard to turn the page back on. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to become even more and more addicted to what government provides. And this is where we get into a conversation. Fred, I meant to mention this to you because I want to have a deeper conversation about AI and what AI might be all about. Let me close on this because we have Kilmeade coming up. But Matt Walsh said, where Jennifer Welch says Americans have no culture except for multiculturalism, crusty white people need to learn how to embrace it, Walsh says this is the enemy, and I could not agree with him more. Wretched, evil parasites motivated by resentment and hatred, openly plotting to erase our culture and identity and replace it with a dystopian communist hodgepodge of third world dysfunction. This is the fight for now and the future. Get in the game. This is it.
Yes.
And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Kilmeade's.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's coming up. You know, when you're elected mayor of the biggest city in this country, the number one thing that you have to do, even though you've campaigned on affordability and stuff like that, is take a shot at Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up. We will hold bad landlords to account because the Donald Trumps of our city have grown far too comfortable taking advantage of their tenants. We will put an end to the culture of corruption that has allowed billionaires like Trump to evade taxation and exploit tax breaks.
So that was angry Zohran last night, which is interesting. Even the panel on CNN pointed out it was a little bit of a different tone now that he's the victor. Brian Kilmeade, you heard him on the radio here this morning. You saw him on TV. He is the co-host of Fox and Friends, back with us this afternoon for his weekly visit. Godspeed in your neck of the woods. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
It's going to be crazy, but I will say that we heard that same tone when he was assemblyman in 2022 and in Queens at Forest Hills two Sundays ago with his fellow socialists. They were chanting, tax the rich. I mean, what are we talking about? Is this the French Revolution?
Well, so, apparently, yeah. And seemingly that's where we're heading. But what do you think? You know, look, I started with the monologue here. I think, you know, you don't want to overreact. I saw J.D. Vance comment on that, but you also don't want to underreact. And there are warning signs and things that popped through, I think, yesterday, in particular with the margins. Now, these are states, for the most part, out where you are. Purple states do not really exist. I've heard people say Virginia is a purple state. Virginia is a blue state, Brian, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it was what gave people hope that it was going purple. But if you look at these margins now, yeah. I mean, my goodness, how did Menorris lose to that guy who's talking about killing families?
Okay, let's start there. That's the one thing I had not addressed in the opening. And that, you know, when I woke up this morning, that was the one thing, and I saw some of the results last night. I just don't get that. What are we missing here, for example, in the Midwest when we see the coverage of this story and the horrible things that guy texted out? And Virginia voters decide, I guess, that Donald Trump is worse, the Republicans are Nazis and evil, and they put him as the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Virginia. That one baffles me.
It's stunning. It just, except for people that want to lift off that line. If people vote, you have a straight line. People maybe got lazy and they just thought, oh, who cares? But you should really care about your attorney general. And the guy who's doing the attorney general is doing a great job. I'm sure they prefer Democrat, but not this guy. This guy was so bad, they were afraid to even say, you know, they should have just said, I no longer endorse him. Instead, they just stopped mentioning his name. So Spanberger and the lieutenant governor really had no shot, it seems, John Reed. So you just have the margins. It was stunning to me to see her win by that much, number one. And number two, in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli was extremely impressive. He's on his feet, talking to people, worked every county, every street, went to minority neighborhoods, and got crushed. Crushed.
Yeah, and have you seen the demographic breakdown? I didn't see New Jersey, but look, a lot of this looks like it's driven by younger women in particular.
Yeah, and for remember when we heard about this, it was about abortion. Well, that's you lost women because you overturned Roe v. Wade. All right, what's the deal now? So what, you know, why do women think it's better not to have a responsible person as attorney general? What do they, you know, what do they see an extremist Muslim candidate as lieutenant governor? Spanbergers who are very well known in the area. I don't know Virginia that well, even though we got a great affiliate there. But the women really that turned off by Jack Cittarelli. He was 1.4 years ago. Now he's even more experienced getting against a woman who's extremely flawed as a candidate. My goodness. And she crushed him. So yeah. I really don't know. What they said is, and I'll give you a theory. A theory is they ran against Trump. Most of the ads run against Trump. So Jack Cittarelli, friends with Trump, and then they go after Trump. And Trump would not win in New Jersey and has never won in Virginia. So you're on a pretty good course there.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you can look at these things, and if Trump's not on the ballot, and obviously I think Winsome Sears did not endorse Trump, so he didn't get involved in that race, and maybe it would have hurt her. Maybe they looked at the you know, the situation, and it would have ended up hurting her if he gets too involved because of the anti-Trump sentiment. But my friend John Ziegler pointed out something this morning, and he's one that is not a big fan of some of the MAGA side of the equation, although John is certainly far from a Democrat. But he said, if you look at what happened, you know, he says Trump won on a fluke in 16. I don't really believe it was a fluke. It was a different time, and I think he caught a moment.
Yeah.
But then he says, look, got crushed in 18, lost an incumbent in 20, got generally beaten in 22, ran against a geriatric who was replaced under absurd circumstances by a horrible candidate in 24, helped cause a disaster in 25. Now, I think John is putting a little bit too much of the disaster spin on this, but there's no doubt that when Trump's not on this ballot, people are not motivated to come out in an election like this.
Well, I don't know. What is 2022? They 2022, they got the Senate. So that's a midterm election under Joe Biden. So they got the Senate and they flipped the House. So now they're in power again in the Senate. They have the House, they have the president. Now, keep in mind, Kamala Harris got $1 billion, 107 days, no scrutiny, no worry about wearing her out and exposing her during the primary season. She gets to run from the White House. So, you know, for a while they said, how can she be beat? They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe how great she was. New spirit. So now they want to rewrite and says we candidate. When you say fluke in 2016, no, I mean, that's just a lazy.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean John and I disagree on a lot of stuff.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just a dumb statement.
Yeah.
Because you see the electoral votes. You see how he won Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Is that a fluke?
No.
Is Wisconsin a fluke and Pennsylvania a fluke?
No, what was a fluke is a lot of us, and I'll admit to being one of these people, kind of missed some of the tea leaves. Now, I knew that there were working class people, you know, in my neck of the woods that were very disappointed and were going to vote for Trump. I just was one that didn't think he could electorally, you know, carry those other states. And let's face it, he did it a couple of times. So I don't agree with everything that was in that tweet. But when it comes to the deeper meaning here with Mamdani in particular, Brian, because look, Brandon Johnson, we have a mayor here in St. Louis that actually is doing her job and she's not attaching her name to national issues. But when you hear Mamdani talking about Trump,
if anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
So I thought he was supposed to be mayor of New York City, not someone who's always butting heads and making Donald Trump the story. Didn't he campaign on affordability and, you know, grocery stores that are owned by the government? Why do you even have to mention Trump? Well, you do, because it's the only thing that matters to these Democrats.
Yes. And what happens is maybe we could not focus on what he's not getting done and focus on his who got the best tweet off or TikTok post against Trump. So I just think that they'll be nonstop. Remember congestion pricing? We got it. Trump's still trying to take it away from Hochul. So if you think that he's serious about that, if you don't think he's, you know, if you thought he was serious about that, he's indefatigable. He's not going to stop. And when it comes to New York, he's going to make sure they don't get anything. Look, we watched New York get dumped on with all the illegal immigrants. They wouldn't even let Eric Adams into the White House. The FBI grabbed his phone. I still don't know what he did. So New York paid a price because Eric Adams spoke up and said illegal immigration is killing the city. It's costing us billions. They didn't get billions. Instead, he got ripped. got ripped by the administration and ignored. So what do you think that Zoe Mondani is going to need a lot of federal funding? They got to get all these infrastructure projects going. They got to get money for their subways, but they don't want to protect their subways. And by the way, I think you're going to lose Jessica Lynch as police commissioner. The Flyer commissioner already resigned, says they want no part of this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. His stance on Jews. So he's out. I hope Jessica Lynch says I'm done. Because even though it would be bad for me because it jeopardizes crime and punishment, he does not want to empower his police commissioners. He wants to make sure an independent panel decides if a cop needs to be disciplined. And they want to send social workers to domestic disputes.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Unbelievable. Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. Do you think or are you sensing anything today as far as a shifting sentiment on the shutdown? We're at day 36 now, so we're a little bit of record territory, and there doesn't seem to be any movement. But there's a lot of concern. I know you probably talked about this with air travel and some of the delays, and we're getting close to the holidays. So what are you hearing on Capitol Hill or from Capitol Hill?
I heard it's gonna end this week. So that's what I'm hoping. Because the Democrats, what they do is provide five senators. Republicans aren't moving. They're not going to say, you know what? Let's bring USAID back and all those things we said about it. You know, let's
refund
what,
NPR.
Let's extend Obamacare. Let's just take a loss.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen for sure. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
I think you guys are going to love it. Mike Rowe and Jim Farley. He is the president of Ford. Mike Rowe is Mr. Blue Collar. They're working together to try to get that workforce, pipe fitters, plumbers, and blue-collar workers to build some of these power stations. And they're going to come on and talk about that. And we're going to talk about what Farley saw when he went to China. And he says, we're out of the car business if we let Chinese cars in here. They have slaves, basically making pennies on the dollar, putting together a very good solid cars, but the finances don't really add up. So it will be impossible to compete. And what they're doing in manufacturing is really impressive and doing a lot of robotics. I'm going to talk about that. 16,000 laid off at Amazon. What does that mean for blue-collar workers? 16,000. UPS has got 8,000 are laying off. What's that going to mean for everybody? And Senator Dave McCormick is going to be on. And we're working on the woman, professional soccer player, played 11 years in the league, really respected, didn't take a knee when everyone was doing that during George Floyd riots. Came out and demanded the NWSL make a policy on men and women's professional soccer, and her teammates turned on her, had press conferences calling her out.
You have perfectly set me up.
3 minutes today. I'm thinking about getting her on Sunday.
I want to thank you for making a perfect segue this afternoon because I'm going to speak with the one and the only Michelle Tafoya on that very topic about Elizabeth Eddy and all that National Women's Soccer League stuff because I find it interesting. Brian, you have a great week, a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right,
take care.
Mark.
Yep. One Nation airs 9 p.m. Sunday night here on, on television, on Fox. He has the radio show here on 97.1 FM Talk. By the way, just to close the loop on some of the meanings and interpretations from last night, my friend David Strom, who's over at Hot Air, I think summed it up this way. What does it all mean, right? What lessons should we learn? What's the takeaways from last night? One, Democrats are fine with politicians who talk about killing Republicans. Indisputable. Second, voters respond to economics more than rhetoric, and while the economics of Democrats don't add up, economic anxiety means people want to change. I think there's truth to that. Third, the young are truly, madly, deeply stupid and ill-educated. No doubt about that one. Fourth, young women. Well, it's obvious that there is a mental health crisis. It will hopefully burn itself out somehow, or not. Dave said, civilizations do fall, you know, and it's usually because they rotted from within. It's scary, some of the stuff's out there. And I know that, Brian said something about some of the job losses. I've had a topic for a little while because I want to kind of tie that in with AI and some of the things that are happening, because I do think that some of the AI stuff is frightening right now and the implications of that. The Wall Street Journal had a piece about 10 days ago about some of these layoffs and the implications for white collar workers in particular. So that's a topic I'm going to probably explore a little bit more. Might have to wait until next week. Michelle Tafoya is coming up here. She's the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast for nearly three decades. Of course, she reported on football, etc. She's joining us next on 97.1 FM Talk.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Brian Kilmeade for walking us into our next topic, because I have talked about this Elizabeth Eddy New York Post op-ed and then the reaction, which I think is very strange, from her teammates in the National Women's Soccer League. Michelle Tafoya is with us this afternoon. She hosts the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Welcome back. Interesting week so far,
thanks.
Isn't it?
Yeah, to say the least.
So, for people who aren't dialed into this, and I mentioned I had Brian Kilmeade on a few minutes ago, and he's going to cover this on his Sunday night show, which airs at 9 p.m. here in St. Louis. But Elizabeth Eddy writes this piece. It goes back to last week, October 27th, in the New York Post, basically saying, and she's a very successful player. She's been in the league for, many years, and is not exactly a small-time player. But she writes this piece that says, look, we have to make sure that we're maintaining the dignity of our sport for women. Correct, Michelle? And that sets off a firestorm.
Well, it's the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL, okay? So that means it's the league for women, because there's already a men's league. The men play Premier, they play MLS. This is the Women's Soccer League. And so this woman, Elizabeth Eddy, puts together this really thoughtful, respectful, very even-handed letter.
Agreed.
In the New York Post, or editorial in the New York Post, where she says, ours is a women's league. Apparently there are a player or two who are in the league who are not XX of their chromosomes. There's a Y in there. And what she's saying is, this is not right. They're taking roster spots from women. And, you know, and again, she did it respectfully. So said, how can we approach this? How do we solve this problem? Maybe it's a cheek swab. Maybe it's a blood test. You know, nothing invasive, nothing disrespectful, but this is a women's league. So that goes out, and it sits there for a while, and then a couple of her teammates do this press conference where they say they are disgusted by what she wrote, that they feel it is transphobic and even racist, because apparently the photo that ran with this article in the New York Post was of a black athlete. Okay, so they called it racist, they called it transphobic, they called it disgusting, they called it all of these things. When it, I read the entire thing twice, and I thought that there's nothing disrespectful in here. This is a way of solving a problem that we think, you know, it's over, but it's not. And so I just thought the reaction was unbelievable.
Yeah, so let me play a little bit of that, because this was, I believe, even the captain of the team.
That article does not speak for this team in this locker room. They are disgusted by some of the things that were said in the article, and it's really important for me to say that.
I just want everyone to know that we're doing our best in the locker room to preserve respect and belonging on this team, and we look forward to ending the season on as positive of a note as possible.
Okay, so we've seen this happen before where people have, you know, stood up. But what's unique here is that there's a claim. This is where I'm confused. I'm going to admit that I'm very confused, because some people are saying, on the one hand, there's no trans players in the National Women's Soccer League. But then the picture, and the reason they thought it was racist, is because there's a forward that plays for Orlando, the Pride. Barbara Banda is her name. And, I mean, Jen Say, you know Jen. Jen's a guest on my show quite often. She might be on tomorrow. She's out there on the X, and other people are saying, basically, this is a man. So what do you know? Is it one of those situations that's similar to what happened in the U.S. boxing controversy, where it wasn't necessarily a trans person, but there were questions of chromosomes? Do you know what really is happening here? Because it's confusing, Michelle.
That part is confusing with this Barbara Banda. I am with you on that, but I don't believe this is an XX individual. And so hopefully when you have Jen on tomorrow, because I know she's researched this more than I have, and Jen and I are good friends as well, maybe she can enlighten you. And I wish I had it at my fingertips. I don't.
No, that's okay.
But you're right. I mean, remember, in boxing in the Olympics, there was this very bizarre little situation, and I say bizarre in that they claimed this person was neither XX nor XY, but some sort of in between. And there is a term for it, which is slipping my mind, but it is there. It is out there. But the problem is that there's still a chromosomal and a DNA advantage in those players that are not XX. And it's patently unfair. And here's the slippery slope. Let's put it bluntly. If you suddenly had a bunch of guys who weren't successful, couldn't make it in the Premier League or MSL, they couldn't make it in a men's league, and they decided, you know what, I'm just going to present as a woman, identify as a woman, and go make money in the WSL because they're inclusive. I'll just say I'm trans. I'm a trans woman, and I can play. And the next thing you know, you have a lot of these players coming in. Just take it to the next level. Do some second level thinking here. At what point do women say, okay, now we draw the line?
I know.
You've got an entire lot of biological men who are trans women, and that's unfair. Where do you draw that line? Why not draw it now? Just to say it's the National Women's Soccer League, and a woman is a person with XX chromosomes.
The thing that I want to go back to what you said about Eddie's op-ed, because it was very, you know, well professionally done. It wasn't, you know, hate filled or whatever people want to say. But the reaction from these other women in the league was quite something. And I guess it was because of this one player, Banda, and because she was pictured. But there just seems to be a lot more there underneath the surface. And I'll be very curious to see where that, you know, kind of takes us. Now, this is also happening on the same week where you had someone, I played the audio of this yesterday at a Gold's Gym in California, basically say, I don't want a man undressing in front of me. I had just had this person next to me with his junk out, and it was a trans person. And they actually kick the woman out who's trying to highlight the fact that men should not be in women's locker rooms. They make her get kicked out of Gold's Gym, and she's no longer a member. The world is upside down, Michelle Tafoya.
It is. And this woman, who happens to be a musician in L.A., she's a lesbian. Okay? I don't know if that...
That makes it even better. I did not know that. Yeah.
Which struck me even more because, you know, they say if you're a lesbian, you're part of the LGBTQRSTUVW, you know, that community. And she was saying, look, I don't care. You're a man and you're undressed in front of me and you're looking at me. I don't want it. And she, you know, there were several videos of her, one where she was reacting and yelling at this guy, one where she was getting kicked out of Gold's, and another in her car afterward where she was really trying to explain what's going on here. And apparently it sounds like she had a rough childhood and this really triggered something in her. And it's heartbreaking. But the problem is, it's not just her. It's so many women. Now, look, if you want to identify as trans and you want to give the trans community their own locker room, fine.
Go for it.
But, right. You know, let's just, when you get so inclusive, then you know what? You end up being exclusive. Because that woman, that lesbian, that woman who didn't want that man in her locker room, she's been booted. How inclusive is that? She got kicked out. That's your inclusivity for you.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Now, again, you know, what I said yesterday was you have to – I'm not defending Gold's Gym and some of these other gyms that do this. We had a situation here with a Lifetime Fitness out in West St. Louis County about a year ago. The same thing happened. Now, this might not apply in Missouri, but in California and some of these other states in particular – I think the lawyers at the fitness clubs, et cetera, feel that the law is not on their side because of the radical nature of what they pass in California. So they're worried about lawsuits in the other direction, which is weird. Again, it's upside down, but that's part of the equation.
It is part of the equation, and it's going to take some real spine from, and I think you're just going to have this coalition of courage with a lot of people coming forward and saying, let's sue. We see that this law is there, but you know what? We feel like our civil rights are being violated, and let's file a lawsuit and let's take this all the way to the Supreme Court if you have to, because it's upside down. It's ridiculous. Everyone can see it's ridiculous, right? But for some reason, everyone's paralyzed by fear of looking insensitive, of looking intolerant, of looking, you know, transphobic. There's nothing phobic about this. This is a matter of, I want my dignity, I want my privacy, and there's a guy in here. And by the way, people did some deep dives on this guy or this trans woman. He has a criminal background. He's got a very odd background.
That doesn't surprise me.
And, you know, and so that takes it even one step further. And the fact that this woman got kicked off, it's just absolutely insane and absurd.
Well, and you know what happened in our situation that I referred to, this was someone that was clearly trying to poke the bear. And I don't know if the situation occurred in California. They were trying to make a moment of this and be the victim. And it didn't quite work out for the person here in St. Louis. But that was interesting. And all this stuff with the National Women's Soccer League is fascinating to me, because I'd love to see the way it's all going to turn out. Now, quickly, since I have you, I did a whole monologue. I talked with Brian about the election results. Any thoughts about what happened yesterday? Look, these were blue states. I don't think it means a whole lot for what's going to happen a year from now in the midterms, except for this. And this is where I think J.D. Vance, except for the affordability issue, which is clearly something the Democrats tapped into. I'd say that the Republicans tapped into that a year ago with inflation. But that's not something to ignore moving forward into the midterms, the affordability issue.
It's not, but what is affordable? I mean, are these people drinking their Starbucks and on their iPhone 17s and carrying around their expensive laptops and headphones, but they can't afford a $6 salad? I don't know what it means, and it's nebulous on purpose. So there's that. By the way, I've seen gas prices as low as I've seen them in years.
Oh, here too.
Here where I live in Minnesota. So I think Republicans need to get that word out. The most disappointing, there were two. I thought Jack Cittarelli had a really good shot in New Jersey. And I'm devastated that Jay Jones
can text
someone that he'd rather put a bullet in somebody's head. And he's now the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Michelle, that's the one that just blows me away. I cannot believe it. I get it because, again, these are blue states. I've followed this. I thought it was a miracle when Glenn Youngkin won 4 years ago, but I was happy for him and Winston. But, you know, the fact that Jay Jones was still able to win pretty comfortably, that baffles me. But that's the hatred of Trump, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that, you know, look, Youngkin had a really high approval rating just the other day. I think he's at 57%. They either should have found the right candidate or made Winsome Earl Sears more palatable, and he should have been out there for her from the very, very beginning. And if not, they should have found a candidate that Glenn Youngkin could proudly stand beside. So, I mean, when you've got popularity like that in a blue state and you're a Republican, you got to build on that.
Yeah, I was confused by it. And of course, Winsome didn't, you know, say great things about Trump. So then Trump sort of doesn't get involved. And that may have been part of the problem as well. Michelle Tafoya, you can check out the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Always great to have you on here in St. Louis. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You have no idea how much I want to hook up with Jen Say on this topic of Elizabeth Eddy, because she's fired up about it. She's been tweeting about it. She's part of the Patriot Awards that they're doing on Fox, so she's traveling, and she's a little, you know, busy with that. But I know that she wants to come on and talk about this. But she obviously has been tweeting very actively about Elizabeth Eddy, who wrote this piece in the New York Post. And Brian mentioned this as well, and Brian interviewed Elizabeth and, you know, asked some of the motives here and some of the things that are happening in the aftermath of what she wrote.
Reasonable people can disagree on this topic, but there's no need to go to bullying and name calling because it doesn't set a good example for anyone. But furthermore, these teammates are my friends and I've known them for a very long time. And in fact, they've been invited to my wedding and the invite still stands. They have said, yes, I hope they come. And I think it's super important to offer an olive branch because at the end of the day, we're all humans, and getting on the same page and choosing to work together, I think, is very important.
Okay, but it doesn't sound, you tell me, does it sound like this person here is going to go to the wedding?
We don't agree with the things written for a plethora of reasons, but mostly the undertones come across as transphobic and racist as well. The article calls for genetic testing on certain players, and it has a photo of an African player as a headline, and that's very harmful. And to me, it's inherently racist.
Yeah, it's always racism involved here as well. But here's Elizabeth one more time.
I would say in the professional sports world, it's really tricky because speaking out is a really difficult thing to do because think about it. The mindset as a pro athlete is I work my entire life for this. I'll do anything it takes, whatever the cost. And then the flip side of that is, even if I stay silent, even if I go along to get along, I'm willing to do that to play. So I think at the end of the day, a lot of my teammates, a lot of my peers do agree with what I'm trying to share, but they want to play back more than they want to speak up. And I understand that. And so there's a lot of fear involved because there's a high cost for it.
Oh, absolutely. Which is why we've been asking. And, you know, we need someone. Nobody knew her name, Elizabeth Eddy. You know, very few people before this op-ed. But we need someone where people do know the name to come forward and say enough is enough. And we're still, I think, a little ways away from that, unfortunately. We have our friend Alex Rich, who visits with us on a Wednesday afternoon. I got a bunch of topics we want to get into. Also, you know, we have the connection that I have with Joe Arnold down in Louisville, who is a dear friend of Scott Jennings, which is how I met Jennings in the first place. Joe is going to weigh in. Did you see that UPS plane crash, Sue?
Oh, it was terrible.
Unbelievable. We have more answers about what happened, and Joe's going to help us out here a little bit after 4 o'clock. Then Sue's news.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.